following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. It is episode 303 here on this first day of December of 2019. Yeah, how about that?
And I was like, well, why'd you give the date? I don't listen to it till like, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday. It's still hell, dude.
I do that because there may be some relevancy to, you know, some of the things I may be talking about as I rearrange my mic and all that other fun. There might be something I say today that will matter later on today or tonight or tomorrow. That's just what I'm like. For example, here in just a little while, as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to head over to the Pirate Radio Studios world headquarters in the center of Memphis there, technically East Memphis, but it's actually in the middle. And get ready to a live radio show this evening. It's called the Booze and Blues radio program. And we do it every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central. And tonight it's Tony Green and there's a documentary crew from France that is going to be in the studio. Why? I don't know. I'm assuming it has nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with me. It's got to be with her. I'm just being flippant. It'll be fun. It'll be a fine time. We'll hear some of her music. We'll chat with her. It'll be a nice conversation. Been a while since she's been down there. So that is tonight, 8 p.m. Central. So if you've heard this show, see, now, and then after you're done with it, you go, oh, well, damn, I can go to radio-memphis.com now and listen to that happening live on any device, your phone, tablet, wherever. Just go to the website. We don't need an app. Apps are for suckers. Get your device, open up your web browser, and away you go. Right. I trust everybody had a decent Thanksgiving. We did. The immigrant and I had a little thing here at the house. Mostly her friends, because I don't have any. And we had a time. We had a good time. There was some turkey involved. There was some soup. There was not turkey soup, but there was some soup. And then there was what else? There was some, the green bean casserole. I whipped up one of those. Some rolls, a little bit of ham. Somebody brought some pie. Biggest damn pie I've ever seen, too. Big pie. It was big as like a truck hubcap. It was big. And there was some snacks and guacamole and cheese and lots of beer, lots of wine, a little bit of liquor. It was fun. It was we hadn't had one of those little things here at the house in a very long time. And we thought, you know, hey, let's do it. and here we are. It's here you go. Happy holidays. Kicking off the holiday season. So such as it is. That's not where we're getting into today. We're going to get into a rather a touchy subject for some. We're going to talk about some world news. He's going to go, what's so touchy about that? There's some touchy stuff going on out there, people, because there's a lot of things that are happening. I don't want to shoot the wad now, here and now. But, yeah, you know, I'm sitting here with the Facebook page open and I'm just trying to wrap my head around the fact that all of this stuff is just happening all over the web. You know, just the way people are, the people talking, people doing this stuff. It baffles me. Speaking of Thanksgiving, it baffles me completely how it is that people can be so, quote unquote, thankful on the last Thursday of the month. And then on the last Friday of the month, it turned into complete dicks. It is one of the most impressive things. I really shouldn't be surprised by this. If you go on Facebook primarily is just a great stomping ground for this business. But if you go onto Facebook and you find some post, somebody said something, somebody's, you know, I don't know, somebody, oh, Jesus, you know, there's old me and my buddy Jesus. And, you know, it's Sunday and I spent some time with church with Jesus. That's great. That's fantastic. Okay. Fabulous. And then you open up their page and then you look at some of the other posts in there and they're the most hateful, vile pieces of shit posts that you will ever see from these people who claim to be somewhat religious. I don't know, man. That's just the way it is. Hypocrites, they're all around us. It hasn't changed. It's always been that way. So be that as it may. Right, we'll pause. We'll come back. We'll get into it. Yep, the revolution. It's on your television now. Actually, it's the subject of this episode from Radioland, and it's coming up next right after this.
Get on the Memphis Brew Bus. Every Saturday at 2 p.m., we'll take a 3.5-hour adventure through the Memphis craft brewery scene. The Memphis Brew Bus stops at 3 local breweries for some special behind-the-scenes tours, talks with the master brewers, and, of course, tasting of their signature brews. While on the bus, you'll hear stories and learn about the history of beer. Plus, you'll get some music from the Radio Memphis Library. Go to memphisbrewbus.com and find them on Facebook. The Memphis Brew Bus. We'll drive you to drink.
Coming up, your unpopular thought, whatever that may be. Perhaps it's the meat and potatoes of this show. Sometimes I will get into an unpopular thought, and it's the way it goes. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. The revolution. It used to be stated that the revolution will be televised. I don't know. There's an old saying that was back in the 60s and 70s. That it was going to be a thing that we would all be witnessing in front of our very eyes as it happened. I think was sort of the idea, sort of the gist of it. Trying to be somewhat smooth about it. The fact of the matter is that's very true. And it's happening. All you have to do is you go anywhere. I mean, you don't need cable television anymore. You don't need satellite TV anymore. You got an antenna. You're picking up TV signals. You're watching it there. You don't even need a TV anymore. You open up your phone, you open up your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, whatever it is, connected to the internet, and you're perusing the news, and you're seeing it unfold in front of your very eyes. My hat's off to you folks in Hong Kong. Keep up the fight. It's important. They're doing what it is that they're doing, and they're doing a remarkable job in the face of such really strange adverse situations. So, you know, good for you. I know this program does. I know there's some listeners in China because it tends to show up in my feed. And those of you that are all anti-China or anti Hong Kong, I should say, death to America or whatever you people are, go fuck yourselves. I don't care. I mean, democracy is not the greatest thing in the world. I'll tell you that. It's not. But it's the best thing going. It really is. You know, this country has been doing pretty good with it off and on. We're in the middle of a revolution here. We really are. You don't have to go far to find it. It depends, you know, and that's funny because in this country we're so polarized about this sort of thing. It's like, oh, no, everything's great. Everything's peachy. Oh, it's all fabulous. Oh, look at the economy. It's great. It's doing gangbusters. You know, everybody look at the jobs. Everything's great, man. Why do you want to get Trump out of there? He's doing a great job. This is not going to be about whether who's right or who's wrong. It's the fact that this world that we are now in is so well broadcast out into the rest of the rest of society. It's impossible. I've said this before years and years ago. It's impossible to lie now. It really is. It's impossible to be that douchebag is going to tell a Wendy, as my mom would say. Are you telling a Wendy? If you're going to be fabricating information and you're going to get it out there, it's hard to make people really believe that sort of thing, unless you go through social media. We are still living in this really kind of a bizarre time. That being that there was a running gag about the internet in the late 90s, early 2000s. And it's this whole thing about, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true. You know, and it was a joke. I mean, of course it was. It was because there were problems. People were just posting really weird, stupid shit out there and making people believe it. It goes back to you remember if you had a fax machine in the office, people would be sending the joke faxes or the chain fax. It had been copied and recopied so many times, there was just barely any ink on it. Or even, I remember one time my father and my mother once got in the mail a letter. It was a literal chain mail. If you don't copy and send this to 20 people, you're gonna die. Some horrible. It's like, please, what the hell is this? So naturally, of course, when you have the entire sum collective knowledge of all of humanity in the palm of your hand, what's gonna happen? Some knucklehead is gonna go out there and go, well, if you put your phone in the microwave, it'll dry it out really well. You know, or you can download the app that makes it waterproof. You know, it's just stupid shit like that because they know that there's dumb people that are going to do this. With great power comes great responsibility, as it was once said by some famous superhero's uncle. And be that as it may, we still, to this day, try and buffalo other people in silly sort of dumb ways, but not as much because people have gotten wise. They've gone, hey, I've been burned before. Well, now we're living in a world where this whole notion of fake news is it's a legitimate concern because it has become a thing where people want to post stories that agree with their point of view. They don't give a shit if it's right or wrong. They're just gonna say that. And it's become a problem. And knowing this, knowing that there's this gullible group of people, namely most of the people who use Facebook on a routine basis, they know this to be such a fact that foreign countries have gotten involved into this, namely Russia. We know this to be true. I love it how the second I say that, there's somebody, some Trumper is going to go, no, it was Ukraine, dude. You got it all wrong. I know. It's because you're just parroting what somebody else had said. You don't have the facts. The facts are out there. You can find them. Well, it's just the internet, man. Nothing's true on the internet, bro. You know that. But yet here we are. There was a time when Wikipedia was accused of being fabricated. And they've reeled themselves back from the brink. They really have. There's a couple of really good volunteers. And it is a volunteer organization. They go through and they clean that mess up. They make it right. They want Wikipedia to be accurate. And it is. They do a remarkable job for putting together an encyclopedia, or a Wikipedia, get it, of common bits of knowledge or things that you may not have heard, and it's categorized by however you want to search it. It is a remarkable tool. It's great. It's great to have that. But the second somebody says something on Wikipedia that doesn't agree with somebody else, then somebody gets their hackles turned up. And right now, we're living in a time where everybody, there's this polarization in this world of something else. We're all a little nervous about certain things. We really are. Just this morning, as I do every morning, you know, I peruse different news feeds, see what else is going on, kind of get an idea of what I'm going to walk into today. What's going to be the soup of the day? What's going on? And in there was a photograph that was taken of four idiots dressed in all black except for the red armband of the Nazis. Had the swastika on it. They were walking in public. They went to a Kmart. They're doing their thing. And the responses to this photograph were as expected. There were a lot of level-headed people that thought that they should have been punched in the face. Just in general, you know, the Nazis were not good people. We literally had a war about this. That's a thing. We've actually had a war about over this whole thing, and they lost. Yes, they did. Well, the most remarkable thing about it was that the fact that there was a Kmart that they could walk into. but on further investigation, you see, this was taking place in a place that I would have never thought you would encounter Nazis. Australia, right? Australia. This was in Australia, and it just kind of struck me as sort of odd. But you know, because in the comments, people were not they were just going on the picture. They weren't looking into the details of the story. They weren't looking at anything. They just were reacting. And that's unfortunately where a lot of people get their information, because there were people that kept going, well, it's Trump's America. Well, you would be correct had the photograph been taken in the United States. It was not. It was taken in Australia. The president of the United States has very little influence over, or any for that matter, over Australia. He just doesn't. It's like they having influence over us. They don't. We like Australians. We think they're great. They're fine people. Everything over there is designed to kill you in some fashion or another. But I've known many Australians, and they're very sweet, loving people, and they're great, and they like to have a good time. Yes. I've always wanted to know, though, if it was true about Australian women and the first date. Somebody, I'm sure, will correct me on that if I'm wrong. However, having said all of that, the revolution is occurring in front of our very eyes. Is it involved bullets? Not necessarily. In Hong Kong, kind of. They are. They're fighting pretty hard over there. And thus they should be. You know, I agree with the citizens of Hong Kong. And then there was this whole thing that happened this week involving that whole thing, where the Congress of the United States of America had passed a resolution that backed the people of Hong Kong, and it pissed off China, which, you know, whatever. Well, what happens when somebody gets offended? Have we learned this? Nothing. We're just offended. But in this resolution, it was noted in some of the news stories that I had seen that Trump had signed it. And it went, and everybody went, see, he did something good. He's backing the people of Hong Kong. He signed. What you didn't know was that there were so many votes for this resolution that it became veto proof. So he could have vetoed the thing and Congress would have overridden the veto and away it goes. And he would have looked like a fool. Not that that's very hard for him to do, but still, there, you know, whoever's left over there that's advising him probably said, look, just go ahead and sign the goddamn thing. Let's not make a big production out of it. We'll just sign it. We'll be done with it. And China will get over it. And the Chinese are not. They're not over at all. We're in the midst of a trade war. Yeah, there's another war that's happening. There's another revolution happening down in South America. There's people down there fighting for their very lives because their government has gone all weird and crazy and corrupted. That's going on. You know, you've got revolutions that are happening all over the place. There's one in Iran right now. Oh, Iran, really? Yeah. There's some people there that have had enough. They've had enough. This ultra-conservative weird shit that's going on, they've had enough. These people are putting their foot down, and it's these younger folks we've talked about before last week, as a matter of fact, in the OK Boomer episode. They're an active bunch of people. They've had enough of these old geezers that have done nothing but just shit on this entire world. And it's their turn. And by God, more power to them. I hope they can, because these are a reasonable bunch of people. They really are. We joke about the millennials all the time because they're fun to poke at. And that's just the way it is. But they're also a rather reasonable bunch of humans. They really are. You can't go wrong with all of that. I mean, you know, that's just the way it works. That's the way it's been since the dawn of civilized man. From the time we stepped out of the caves and climbed down from the trees, you know, we fought with each other. We bickered with each other because somebody didn't have the same opinion as you. We had to kill them. We had to beat their head in with a rock because they didn't believe in the same things that you believed in. My God is better than your God. Really? Oh, there's fighting words. And boom, that's what happened. You know, look, most wars, if not all of them, are fought over two things. Money or religion. That's it. Money or religion. Dude, they're fought over territory, bro. Yes, they are. That ties into the first category. Money. Because that's what it is. You're fighting for resources. You know, it wasn't so much when we were in Iraq to oust out Saddam Hussein. That was a byproduct of that. That was a side effect of that whole conflict. it was the oil. You know, it was the money. You know, that's what it was. It's all that cash just laying on the table. We were going to take it because it was ours, by God. Because we invaded your country. Would you call that a victory? I don't know. Maybe. But the people that are living there, they're having their own revolutions because they see it happening all over the world. There was the Arab Spring. Remember that several years ago, probably about 10 years ago. The Arab Spring. People in North Africa, they predominant Islamic communities, Muslim communities, they'd had enough. And they were like, you know, we're tired of this ridiculous amount of bullshit that exists in our society. Let's just do what everybody else is doing and let's stop this. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, you know. Some countries kind of got their shit together, some didn't. Trust me, when I make statements like this, that not all Islamic people are bad, I get dirty looks from people. I swear to God. Because it doesn't line up with their point of view. They've been told for years that all Muslims were terrorists, which is not true. That's a patent lie. The terrorists are the ultra-fundamental religious zealots out there that are looking for an excuse to pull a trigger on your ass. That's what that is. They hide behind their religion to do that. I know several Muslims. I've met many of them. They're not like that at all. They're embarrassed by this. I explain it to my fellow people who don't think like this. I tell them, think of it this way. What if the Westboro Baptist Church actually had a budget for a bunch of guns and dynamite? And what if they went out and started doing shit like that? Uh-huh. That's what that is. It's religious fundamentalism. I made that comment to a guy I knew who was, you know, he was a religious cat, which is fine. You know, I don't have a problem with that. But he goes, well, I'm a fundamentalist. I believe every word of the Bible. I believe every bit of it. Really now. Have you read all of it? That's the next question. Have you really read? Have you paid attention? I have too. I can quote it. Great. Fabulous. You only quote the parts that you like. There's a lot in there that goes on that doesn't say anything about violence. I personally, I've read the Quran, okay? Because if I'm going to have an argument with somebody about something and they're going to sit there and say, "Well, the Quran tells you that you have to be violent, you know, has to murder infidels, incels, whatever the fuck." That's bullshit. It's not in there. It's not in there at all. There was addendums to it. It's like the Book of Mormon was supposedly added to the Bible. It's like, you know, what's I say that Jesus showed up in Phoenix? You know, was he lost? Did he get off at the wrong bus stop? What the hell? But if you're going to have an argument with somebody, you're going to fight a fight with somebody, it helps to know what that other person is fighting for themselves. That's how you win an argument. That's how you win a conflict. Know what they're fighting for. What is lighting their fire? Over here in this country, we look at it. What is it that lights your fire that you want to see in this world? Huh? What is it? Judging by what I'm seeing in my Facebook feed, not a whole heck of a lot. It seemed that there were a lot of people that liked, on Thanksgiving, they wanted to show pictures of the dinner that everybody else was having at the same time. Look at my turkey. Look at my mashed potatoes and gravy. Look at my green beans. You know, bitch, we're all having that. That's what this is about. Stop it. Is that what you want to fight for? Could be. Fight for the right to, you know, have some dried out bird for a day that you're thankful for, because in less than 24 hours you're going to turn into an asshole because, by God, you got to spend that $5 on that goddamn toaster that you've had your eye on for the past 6 months. That thing? You got to go out there and spend money you ain't got for people you don't care about? For something they don't appreciate? Is that what that is? You have to define what we're fighting for here. And right now, I don't know. What are we fighting for? I can tell you this. Across several polls, take it for what it's worth when I say the word poll. P-O-L-L, not P-O-L-E. It's inching over half of the nation is wanting impeachment and removal of the President of the United States of America. And there's a lot of people, his base, that are they're a noisy bunch. That they are. They're going to sit there and they're going to stamp their feet and they're going to say, "You remove him from office, there'll be a revolution. There'll be blood in the streets. There'll be heads rolling down. We'll shoot every Democrat that's out there. We'll shoot everybody that was never a supporter of Trump. All the never-Trumpers will lose their heads." Shut up. That's treason. Okay? That's what that is. You're not making yourself look very good by saying these sorts of things. Once again, you go back to the basic rule. What is it that drives your opponent to be so passionate about their things? Understand that before you become critical. Trust me on this. It's a lot easier to live your life knowing that, okay, I get what this guy is saying. He's just not communicating it very well. And you know what? He's kind of right. There's a lot of that happens when you educate yourself on what they're fighting for. And why? Why are they so excited? Why is their blood boiling because certain things are happening? So there's always something. It's triggering something in somebody. I know that's another fun word, triggered. It's a hot button thing. And that's what's going on. I guess it's the Republicans. They like to use the word, the liberals are triggered. Look out. They make it as a joke, you know. You want to try and do something that, and we talked about this before, if you make something a meme, we talked about this last week, if you make something a meme, to try and push your point of view, the first thing that has done with it is you shot yourself in the ass, because now nobody's going to take you seriously. If it's the lady yelling at the cat over some political point of view that you have, you've just trivialized your own arguments. But this is what we're all about now. There is no original thought anymore, because people are too bent to read what somebody else says and go, "Ooh, I agree with that person says, and therefore, because I agree with them, they must be right, and therefore, I'm going to have to put them up over my head and put them on this pedestal as being something that is what every ideal should be." No. That's how people like Adolf Hitler got into power. It really was. They didn't have Facebook. If they did, they wouldn't have had their issue, seriously. But, you know, be that as it is. Some of the stuff I've said in this episode controversial? You're goddamn right it is. You're right. It is. It's controversial. You know, why did I say it? Because I can. Because I felt that I needed to say it, I guess, is part of it. And it's selfish to a point because I like having that out there. You know, I'm a fairly transparent guy, you know, really. And I say what I mean. I don't put it in print. If you follow me in social media, you never see myself writing this stuff. You know why? Because nobody gives a shit. Nobody. But if you hear my voice making these sounds and it's these words coming out of my face that are saying some things that are probably not all that popular for some people, which is fine. I mean, whatever. Everybody has their own opinion. It's the way that is. But by howdy now, you got to be careful because I'm just being facetious here. You got to be careful because you're going to upset somebody. When somebody gets upset, what happens? As we've learned, nothing. Nothing happens when people get upset. You know why? Because they're afraid to talk. They're afraid to bring it up. They're afraid to look at what the other guy is thinking. If you hate Islam so much, read the Quran and tell me why you hate it. And don't sit there and say, well, I heard from blah, 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 that it says blah, 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 and it reaches blah, blah. Shut up. Secondhand information is not, you know, that's not going to qualify you for this argument. It's just not, man. You got to get out there. It's online. You can read it for free. Oh, man, they're going to think I'm like on Islam and Muslim and all the guys. Shut up. And I tell you what, speaking of all of that, if I hear of anybody that I know that starts fucking with a guy who's wearing a turban, I'll beat your ass. You know why that is? Those are Sikhs. And if you don't understand what Sikhism is, you need to look it up. Those people are the sweetest, most genuine humans that you will ever meet. And you know why that is? Their first rule is to help others, to reach out to people. Something happened to you and a Sikh is standing by, he's going to help you, or she is going to help you. That's what they do. Oh, but because they're wearing a turban and they're kind of brown, that makes them a terrorist. You know, those are the most persecuted people, I swear to God. And they just take it. They're just like, you know, we're okay. We're fine. There's Sikhs in the U.S. military that have been granted the right to wear the turbans because it's part of their religious freedom, you see. But it looks good. They got turbans that match the color of the uniforms. So when they're in their dress greens, there they are. They look great. Their dress blues, there they are. They look great. That's fine. There's Sikhs in Congress. There's Sikhs all over the place. Look for them. Seek them out, if you will. Haha, get what I did. Seek them out. Seek out the Sikhs. They're good people. Once a week, they have... That, you know, after at their church service, which is open to the public, mind you, they feed everybody that's hungry. You hungry? Let's go over there and go grab some to eat. Do I have any money? No. Do they care? No. Oh, but we got to vilify them because they're brown and wear a turban. Educate yourselves, my friends. The revolution is being fought. It is happening right now at our very feet. Do I sound like a prepper when I talk that way? I do. Is there any legitimacy to this? We hope. We certainly do hope so. We hope that having this fog of information that we have, which is, you know, correct news and fake news around us, that we hope that people are able to discern the difference. We really do. But we know that to be inaccurate. We know that there are people out there that can't tell that difference. Well, I saw on the internet... Yeah, you also saw on the internet, you know, all the things that are going on. You got to learn. It's unfiltered. That's the thing. It's unfiltered. And that's you know, you got to learn how to handle that sort of thing. And no, it shouldn't be filtered. There shouldn't be filtered. You have to figure that out on your own. You have to go in and sort that shit out on your own. Are libraries censored? No. Not really. No. Are there differing opinions within a library? Hell yeah. Sometimes within the same book. But that's just the way that is. It's better to have far too much information than not enough. You know what I mean? Far too much. You want as much as you possibly can. Right, wrong, indifferent. It makes no difference. You have to have as much of that as you can. If not, then you're not able to form a complete coherent discussion of your argument. If you're going to fight some sort of revolution, you better have your shit together and you better understand what I'm talking about. What drives people to defend their position? I tell you, for me, for a guy like a Nazi, I punch him in the face. You know, fuck him. Well, it makes you an Antifa. Antifa means anti-fascist. Guess what? I'm anti-fascist, so guilty as charged. Bring it. Bring your swastika over to me, and I'll punch you in the face. It's worth copping an assault charge. It really is. It seems a little heavy-handed. No, it's not, because that's how the shit gets out of control when we start tolerating crap like that. It's that stuff, the revolution being fought right there on your television, on your monitor, on your phone, on your tablet. That's where it is. To arms, I tell you. No, to the books is where you need to go. Educate yourself. Find out as much as you possibly can about people who disagree with you. Learn everything there is to know. Because when you do, then you understand what drives them. And I'll tell you something else that's kind of cool that happens. You also find out that a lot of times they have a lot of the same things as you have in common. Isn't that something? Imagine that.
Memphis' number one alternative smoke shop is your number one stop for all your CBD products, and now is your stop for Kratom. Get into the store and see what Kratom can do for you. Plus, Wizards has fall deals throughout the entire store. Woodwick candles, watches from Swell, tarot cards, figurines, and so much more. Take a look and order online at their new website, wizardsmemphis.com. 1999 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Open 10 to 10 every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related products.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Yeah, it's getting to be about that time of year where I get to bitch about this annual show. You know, it's the annual War on Christmas update. You know? This year, though, really, I'm thinking that the War on Christmas might finally be coming to an end. You know why that is? Nobody's bitched about the Starbucks cups. Seriously. They're pretty benign, really. They're secular. They've always been that way. Well, I've seen the ads. I don't like Starbucks, but fine. You know, whatever. But nobody rose a stink about it. No, they didn't care. They haven't gotten to that way. We haven't gotten to that point yet there where it's going to be, it's Merry Christmas, goddammit. Not Merry Xmas or Happy Holidays. It's Merry Christmas. That's coming. You know that's a thing because that's what everybody gets all worked up about. I don't know. Happy fucking holidays. That's really kind of what all I have to say about that, you heathens.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right, you heard what's coming up next time on the program. I got a little lippy today, didn't I? That happens. Sometimes, you know, you see things and it just kind of, you know, it's like, you know, I need to talk about this. This sounds like something that really needs to be, you know, brought to the forefront. Am I right? No. Am I wrong? No. Not right all the time. I'm not wrong all the time. But nevertheless, neither are you. We're the same way. We're the same sort of thing. We're all cut from different cuts, different parts of the cloth. We're all human beings. We just need to quit, you know, we just need to quit being dicks to people. And that just gets tiring. I don't know. I see it. I hear about it. You know, the people that just lose their minds, I guess because of the Black Friday thing. And, you know, it was a good Black Friday. I did understand that there was a lot of action, a lot of sales. Most of it happened at the end of a mouse. So there's that. And I'm not talking Disney either. Screw them. not my scene. But that's just it. You know, people are out there buying. We hadn't even gotten to Cyber Monday yet. That would be tomorrow, unless you've already heard this, unless you're hearing this and it's already happened. It's, you know, shop at home. Man, I need to get this. Whip out the phone. Whip out the app and go, oh, there it is. That's what I need right there. Boom, click, boom, done. Ship it to the house. There it is. That's no muss, no fuss right there. And you talk to people about that and their first response has usually been, why do you hate America so much? It's because it's innovation. It's not about hating America. People evolve. People grow. People innovate. It's like it goes back to last week's OK Boomer episode. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. But it's the whole idea of that. I've never understood why people are so upset about having a clean place to live. Why are y'all upset about this? Oh, back in my day, we burnt coal 24 hours a day. Look at us now. Yeah, look at us. It's like those jackasses with the pickup truck that blow out, you know, the black smoke, and they do it intentionally. It's a thing called rolling coal. They do that when they see like electric cars or they see like a hybrid rides out there. They do that because you know why they do that? They do that so they can show you just how small their penis is. That's exactly what that's all about.
One of the fun, positive things that happen around this time of year, too, is the entertainment people come out and they start putting on shows. Movies. If you want to see a good film, if you're into the this sort of thing, if you have Netflix, I highly recommend The Irishman. It's fantastic. It is a brilliant film, and everybody associated with that project was just did a bang up job. It's based on the book by Charles Brandt called "I Heard You Paint Houses," and it's the story of Frank Sheeran, who was Jimmy Hoffa's right hand man. Fantastic film. I highly recommend you seeing that. So if you're looking for something to watch. Plus, what else is coming out, and this leads directly into our unpopular thought, it's kind of old hat-ish as well. The final Star Wars sequence, the episodes, the saga comes to an end. Notwithstanding the fact that it actually ended in episode 6. 7 was a reboot. 8 was a turd. 9's not looking that much better. Horses in space, really? Oh, come on. And you know, and then you got stormtroopers that can fly. Why shouldn't have they have been able to do that all along, really? And if you notice something about the Star Wars universe, if they have lightsabers or laser swords, if they've got those, how come they don't have like telephones? How come they don't have anybody carrying around like the internet in their pocket? How do they get the news from one end of the galaxy to the other? Is there like a galaxy news, a GNN, a galaxy news network? Do they have that? Who, you know, somebody's got to be telling them the story, the scores. You know, what's going on? Who's winning the war? You know, that kind of thing. That doesn't happen. It's a bizarre world. Anyway, J.J. Abrams is directing it. It was amusing. The funniest thing I have heard about all of this is John Boyega, who's in it. Finn, I think, is the character he plays, and he had a big time at a party and moved out of his apartment at the conclusion of the production of the thing and left the shooting script underneath the bed, where it was probably put onto eBay, and then somebody from Disney, sharp-eyed as they were, snatched it up and got it. And, you know, hats off to Boyega for saying, "Yep, I'm the dumbass. That was on me, man." Dude, only release the scripts, the pages that need to be shot that day. You give them the pages, they do it, have dummy lines that are meant to fool people so they can't go back out, and then, you know, you can't put it all together. It's just not that hard, really. Don't give them the whole book. Christ almighty. But then again, I'm not in that business, so, you know, there is that. All right, kids, look, I got to go. I'm out of here. I got places to go and people to see. And, hey, I got a show to do tonight, 8 p.m. Central. At Pirate Radio Studios, radio-memphis.com is where you can find it on any device. Tonight, Tony Green in studio will be talking about the country of France. Why? You'll have to tune in and find out tonight at 8 p.m. Central. Until next time, please take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and for God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.